All right, Ryan, can we please have a one-word prompt?
Cards.
Cards. Okay.
Cards?
Cards with a C.
With a C, okay.
Cars.
As long as you got it, see, it's on
Like
you.
that you drive around in?
Bards?
Yeah.
Like the singer? Okay, here we go. Three, two, one.
I haven't played cards, Cards, Ken, in a while. Did you ever get into poker in like high school or middle school?
Oh, I forgot into watching it on TV, but that's
Really?
about all I did. Yeah.
Oh, I had the whole like clay chip set for the, 2 months that I was into it as a kid.
Hey, welcome to the Over Talking Podcast with your host, Ken and CJ. Say hi, CJ.
Hi, CJ.
This is the show where we talk over TV shows and gambling addictions as chosen by our friends and, movies. That's right. And this week we watched The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
I'm realizing I left my window open, so I'm going to close that before we hear some fire trucks.
Okay.
The sounds of the city.
I can't hear anything, so I don't know if it really matters, but.
Oh, it matters when you live 2 blocks away from the fire department.
Ah, okay, I see. Does that wake you up at night
I
much?
just doxed myself. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, there's only one fire department,
Yeah, in
so
all of Chicago. Don't find me, you
yeah, that
freaks.
was the problem with the Great Fire. It's only
It's
the one
just the one.
department.
It took so long. I had to drive all the way downtown.
God, these are good bits that were totally being cut out because it doesn't make any sense.
Nah, we'll leave it.
All right, great.
Ken, we have to introduce our guest.
Do it.
He's sitting right next to me. It's Ryan Ullman.
Hey, guys. Hey. It's a
Ryan,
pleasure to be here.
Big gambling addict?
Big gambling addict. I love the slots.
Ooh,
Because I never
okay.
took the time to
Learn how to play
play
any?
cards. But pull a
Slots are
lever,
fun.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
Just I
kind
am
of spam
deep.
some buttons.
I
Yeah.
am deep on the slots TikToks. People who are just go in the
What?
casinos hitting like the bonuses on slot machines. It's very
Wow.
entertaining. I don't know.
I was gonna ask if they're good at that, but that's not
It's,
really the
if they're
point.
just winning,
I don't think there's any skill involved
Yeah,
whatsoever.
nope. You just gotta, you gotta have a wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
That's
not even
it.
that common anymore. They're taking away the actual physical like lever you pull.
I
It's
know.
now it's just
It's
like
just a
Everyone
button.
just tap a button because it's quicker for you
Yeah.
to tap a button so they get
Yeah.
more money out of you.
Yeah.
I'll make a few calls.
Okay, great.
I'll
Yeah,
see what
get
we
on
can
that.
do.
That's why we brought you on, is to really address this issue.
I never learned craps, and that's supposed to be a fun one that like everyone crowds around.
Everyone loves craps,
Yeah.
and I'm no expert, but that's what I hear.
I can see Ken's wheels turning. He's gonna make some sort of poop joke. I
No,
see
well, okay. Well,
that.
initially, I was gonna be like, "Well, that's what your cats do," but my only exposure to craps is I played pit for Bye Bye Birdie in high school, and they played craps in that, and that's all I know about it. They throw dice at a
Wow.
wall or something, right? That's craps. I don't know.
Gun to my head. I
Yep.
couldn't tell you.
I know that. Yeah, there's dice, and yeah, you roll it, and they bang
And
against
they do something, and then snake
the little
eyes
wall.
or something,
Yeah.
right? Yeah,
Yep.
that's it.
Lit. I kind of in the past year I've learned like basic blackjack.
Blackjack's fun.
Yeah.
I like that
Yeah.
one.
Yeah. 'Cause
Especially the dealers can usually like kind of tell you what to do.
They can tell you what
Right.
to do. Well, which they did in
Nice.
this film. But I will say, like my boyfriend, I'm bragging, my boyfriend, like he, yeah, big blackjack player,
Oh,
big,
yeah?
yeah, he will go to the casino and
Oh, dang.
he will
Is he good?
play. Yeah, I mean, in I believe so, yes. He says
Okay.
he's middling, but
From what he tells
from
you.
somebody who doesn't know how to play blackjack and has watched him at the table, he's good.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm
Okay.
sorry. I'm sorry. He's great.
There you go.
Oh.
Saved it. I saved
I'll
it.
cut that out. You can only use the
Thank
great
you.
part.
Yeah. Just moment of silence. He's great.
There we go. We got it cleaned. All right.
Yeah,
Oh
the
my
last
God.
time I ever even gambled was for our mutual friend Matt's bachelor party in Las Vegas. And I just remember they had a war table. Like you could bet
Yeah,
on just the game
really?
war,
That was
which I'm
fun.
pretty sure is just a 50-50
Yes.
chance. So like is
Yeah.
that necessarily even making the casino money? I don't know. It's
I
weird.
remember that. That was fun.
That
You're
is
like, I
fun.
know how to play this. It's higher or
Yeah.
lower.
I was just gonna say, I can
Yeah.
play war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I did I don't know if I've already told this on the show, but in college, we turned war into a drinking game. Mm-hmm. So every time you put a card down, whoever lost took a drink. And then I remember playing one night where we went through the entire deck to the point where like somebody had to win all of the cards for the game to end.
So and you do remember that?
And I do vaguely remember that happened. Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it took probably a solid hour of us taking a sip every, you know,
a solid hour and three handles later.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my god.
That's how most wars get started.
It. Know? Listen. Yeah. Oh gosh.
No,
well,
we're not
this
going
film.
Further. That's it.
We don't have to get into that.
No, that's not wonderful. But you know what is wonderful? Segway. The story of Henry Sugar.
Ah, man.
So I hear.
And we're going to talk about that and more coming up on the Over Talking Podcast.
Henry Sugar was 41 years old, unmarried, and rich.
Strange. The following is what Henry read in the Little Blue Exercise Book.
Gentlemen, I am a man who can see without using his eyes.
I was flabbergasted.
This is a terrific piece of information. This could change my life.
An extraordinary thing happened. All at once, he sees through his own skin. Like an X-ray, only better, he sees everything. Henry was now almost certainly capable of making money faster than any other person in the entire world. Interesting.
And we're back on the Over Talking Podcast, joined once again by returning guest Ryan Holtman, and we're talking about the wonderful story of Henry Sugar, now to be found on Netflix. Ryan, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you to describe for someone who's not yet seen the wonderful story of Henry Sugar, what it's all about.
Ready, go.
Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch plays Henry Sugar, who is a very wealthy man with nothing better to do, and he learns from a book how to... not count cards, but to see through cards, to meditate, and he meditates a
10
lot.
Seconds.
And then he starts
Five,
using his skills
four,
for
three,
the better for two, the better good for the common good by Wes Anderson.
For yeah. The better good of man
for the
it's
better
a Wes Anderson short on Netflix.
Now yeah. A short is unlike most movies that you all review. It's pretty short.
We're here for it.
We love it. Yeah, absolutely.
We love less homework.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys. Now, the last film that I think I brought on, it came out that you both watch them on 2x speed or 1.5 speed. Did you do that with this film too?
No,
not just, necessary.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. That would have been really difficult too because they talk very fast. In
yeah,
this
they already. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
until Plex supports increased speed. No, I've not watched some of these at normal speed.
Well, that's great to hear. Catch me only bringing on short films from now on.
Great.
Hey, I saw this 5-minute YouTube video. You guys want to talk about that?
Yes.
This one 30-second TikTok looked pretty cool. Let's bring that on.
You're going to love this insider video I found. It's 10 minutes long. So... sorry for setting a precedent for all future guests, but
yeah, right. Listen up, everyone.
That's the way.
Stop making us watch 2.5-hour movies.
I
don't
know.
Think that because we watched something short this time, that next time you can bring on like a 3-hour movie to make up
no,
for
that's
it. That's
not
how this works.
Wow, no. Interesting. All right, Departed, you're gonna have to wait.
Sorry, Scorsese.
Sorry,
I ain't got time.
Uh-oh. Sorry, The Irishman. Sorry,
never seen it.
Neither have I.
Too long.
Yeah, I love this movie. It's just, it's, sure. Is it a lot of expose? Yes.
A lot of narration.
But didn't you fall into the story?
I did.
Yeah.
Several also, like, you have to do that. It's based on a story that is written. So I do like that the characters then are just saying the passages of the story, essentially.
So have you both read the story or like are aware of it? It's written by Roald Dahl. Yeah,
a character.
Wes Anderson's done a lot of his stuff before.
He's back.
Roald Dahl's back, baby.
Roald D is back. It's a match made in heaven.
I think so.
A match made in cinematic heaven. Yeah, yeah, I mean, who could forget the Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Absolutely. So good. Seen it multiple times. We did it on this show years and years ago.
Did we? Okay.
Yes.
It's very good.
I think with Justin Peters, memory serves.
Okay. Justin Peters.
Yeah.
A man with taste.
Oh, totally.
Love that.
Composer extraordinaire.
No one will say otherwise.
Ryan, are you a big Wes Anderson head?
You know, I'm an Andy. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I'm a Wandy. I'm a big Wandy. yeah, I am. There's something so, I don't know, his style and like everything is very meticulous.
Yeah.
I just really, really like that. I have not seen all of his movies.
Oh, okay.
So the stands don't come for me, but I've seen the ones that count.
Yeah. I'm definitely the first person to ever say that, but it's sort of like a vibe, you know? He's got his own...
Wow.
His movies are like a vibe.
It is a vibe.
It's true, though.
Really? It is. It's... Yeah. No, yeah. I think he's great. And actually, when I was studying abroad, I went to Italy with some friends, and we went to a cafe in a museum that he designed. Like, he designed this cafe. And so there were like, it was literally like you were in one of his movies. Like everything was picturesque. There were two pinball machines that were like odes to like his other films. And it was crazy. We hauled all of our luggage in there and got like a cappuccino.
Did you have to put on like yellow tinted glasses before you entered?
That's right.
Get the right filter.
And then there's a little X in the ground. It's like, okay, you have to stand here. And then everything right. is centered and framed.
Yeah, everything
perfectly.
Move around you. Yeah.
There were so many model trains. It was crazy.
Little puppets. And
it was gun to my... Now I'm saying this. Gun to my head again. Sorry, I'm coining that phrase today. I really am getting into that. But I couldn't tell you what the name of the cafe was. But I definitely recommend it. If you're ever in Milan...
Ooh.
That's what it is.
Oh, wow.
We all know the tasty little cookie. But yeah, so I'd recommend going there. It's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll have to Google it. Listeners, you guys, Google it. I don't know what
I'll shout out this Instagram account, Accidentally Wes Anderson. Are you too familiar with this?
Oh, I am, actually.
Yeah.
No.
It's an Instagram account that just takes pictures that look like they're from a Wes Anderson movie.
I love that.
So much so that they made a book, and now they have like a book that's all these pictures, and it tells you where they are and stuff like that.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, it's very fun. And then there was that whole like Wes Anderson TikTok trend.
Yes.
I don't know how long ago.
Yes.
My favorite one was the Michael Myers house from Halloween, but Wes Anderson vibe. It was pretty nice.
He's just standing there, just far away shot.
That's
it's
good.
So, yeah, it's just so fun. There's something so nostalgic about it. And probably because he's only telling old stories, stories that are set in olden days.
It's a very old fashioned way of making movies, like fast paced, you know, but like definitely more stylistic.
Yeah.
It's a vibe, right?
Stylized.
It's a whole vibe.
Yeah.
I really do, all kidding aside, guys, mm-hmm. I really do love that the sets just like are like puzzle pieces that roll in front and behind and get lifted up. And it's like you're just moving through the set and things. Yeah. It's so clever.
It's so theatrical, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feels like a play. Like the sets are moving around. I like that you just flat out see the sort of stage hands in the movies and stuff. They just like keep them in as part of it.
Yeah.
Like at one point, there's this guru who is supposed to be able to meditate and float off the ground. And they show that by him sitting on a box and then him rotating the box, and then the front part of the box is painted to exactly match the background, so it kind of looks like he's levitating, but he's obviously still sitting on a box.
So very
it's great.
Fun. Yeah,
it's that those optical illusions. It's fun.
Yeah,
you know, Martha Stewart had a hand in that craftiness. You know she did. Yeah, really. Yeah, really fun.
I like to see the sort of the new class of Wes Anderson characters or actors that he's bringing on. He usually works with like the same people over and over again. I love to see my boy Richard Iotti, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, from IT Crowd.
Who'd he play?
Oh, yeah. That was him, right?
Okay, yeah, I played one of the doctors with glasses.
Oh, with the glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dev Patel.
Yep.
Of course.
A man. My God. And of course, Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did Dev Patel...
Ralph Hines, too.
Yes. Yes, right.
Did Voldemort he just come himself? Out with Monkey Man? Is that
he done? Did?
Yes.
Oh man, that looks
I
so
really
good.
I really want to watch that.
Yeah,
it does look good. It looks scary.
It looks fun.
It looks intense.
Yeah.
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 I'm trying to convince Meg to watch it, but I think it's too actiony. I don't know.
It's just too actiony. She goes, "There's just too much fighting."
It's his directorial debut.
Then I told her Dev Patel was in it, and she's like, "Well, okay, maybe." She likes Dev Patel.
Yeah,
it's him being all hunky. What's not to like? Right. He's gonna like beat up some bad guys,
right?
In a mask.
Yeah,
yeah,
it'll be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'll see that.
Very fun. Okay, so I have to call out. Okay, because I've seen this movie before, but I rewatched it, of course, to refresh.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And no, I do my research. I take this very seriously. Anyway. Literally, what a great line at the beginning from Roald Dahl himself, Ralph Fiennes. I know. Here it is. All rich people of Henry's type have one peculiarity in common, a terrific urge to make themselves richer. I was like, wow, you're dropping major truth in this narration.
That's right.
It's crazy a little bit. But if there was something that could... sum up this movie and like why Henry Sugar is so wonderful, it's because he gives away his wealth. Spoiler alert, he gives away his wealth.
Yeah.
True.
How wonderful is that?
I do enjoy like he just spends, what was it, 3 years trying to master this practice? Mm-hmm. I mean, privileged much?
Privileged much?
You just get to take 3 years to do whatever you want?
Well, yeah, they establish he doesn't do anything. He's independently wealthy because of his dad. Yeah. He's got daddy money.
Daddy money. Yeah.
I wish.
It's literally, I would do it. I mean, admittedly, I would do it.
Yeah.
3 years to perfect something? I'd do it that. If I had all the money.
I did want to ask you guys, so in this scenario, you have that power. You can see through things. Mm-hmm. Would you want to look in a mirror and see through your skin at your organs and your bones and stuff?
Oh, wasn't that strange?
I don't know. I'm a little bit of a like hypochondriac, so I don't think that would be the best for me. But at the same time, like you could potentially catch and save your life if there's something wrong. I don't know.
I would do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a couple of comedians, Kate Berlant and Jacqueline Novak, that talk about they just think like the inside of your body is a room, kind of like it's just like a room. And I was like, wow, that articulates. And maybe now, you know, Poog stands don't come for me. That's their podcast. But I was like, oh, if I got that wrong, but I've always thought of the inside of my body as that way. Like it's like a room. Huh. You know what I mean? I don't imagine the organs. So if I could see the organs, then I'd be able to evolve my thinking and grow as a person.
Wow.
Dang.
Thank you very much.
All right. And we'll wrap up there. Ryan, thanks so much for coming. I think, the curiosity would probably get to me and I would want to do it. But there's something about like, I don't think you would ever be able to get that image out of your head. Like seeing your brain be all squishy and like pulsating. I feel like that would just stick with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want that or not.
Well, I think if I took a tumble on a bike after seeing the inside of my body, you know, I'd be like, is Squishy okay? I got to get a mirror fast. Is Squishy okay?
Yeah.
Be able to check if there's any internal bleeding.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I'd have a new, more intimate relationship with my body, and I would eventually end up making every one of my organs anthropomorphic.
Naming them.
Wow. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, golly, my gallbladder. I'm like, I don't want you to leave.
That's good.
She's like, I have to. But no.
You could probably be the best doctor in the world, right? If you could do that.
I think you got to know a little bit more than just MRI
machines.
Something going on in there. You should
have that squishy part looks too squishy. let's take it out.
Me just going, something is not right.
Yeah.
Like, something
can you be more specific?
Right.
I don't know. Just something in this area.
That one doesn't look like mine. I don't know. One of us is wrong.
Oh my God.
One of us is wrong.
Ken, would you?
No. I don't know. No. I think, again, I'm kind of a hypochondriac, so I think I would like look too much at myself and wonder, is that right? And I don't know because I don't have the training. So
yeah.
That'd be bad. Nah, I don't want that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad we settled that.
Would you guys then become go to casinos and just
Break
it in? Yeah, I think I would too.
I would, but I think I would be the fool in that I wouldn't do it in the smart way that he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd just be like,
just every time getting exactly 21 and like never losing once.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, something, you're counting cards or something here.
Right, exactly. And I honestly, I'd probably end up at the slots again. I'd just be like, let's see how the inner see the inner workings of this machine.
I don't think that'll help win money.
I don't think so.
You just see the electronic parts going on.
Yeah.
You see me become a slot repairsman.
Yeah, there you go.
Repairman. This movie was a fascinating look into just how gambling is done. The inner workings of the gambling world.
Since you're not very familiar with
that. Exactly.
You just gotta go play roulette, because then it's just red or black. That's it. Just throw.
Is that true?
Yeah. You can be more specific if you want to win more money, but it's like, it's more fun to just be like, all right, red.
Red.
Oh, shoot. It was black. Okay.
Yeah, that's
red
fun.
Again. Oh, hey, red. All right, I won.
Dang.
Because it's not quite, it's like a 49% chance or something like that that you'll be right, because there's that one green.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, easy enough.
I didn't know about the green thing in roulette.
It's zero and, or double zero?
I think
there's
Is
both. It just the one?
I think there's zero and double zero.
Okay.
All of the gamblers that listen to your podcast are just like, are you kidding me right now? These idiots.
Gambling at sporting events is more and more popular. There's a whole like FanDuel section at the United Center now and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. There's, and of course, DraftKings at Wrigley. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, is there? No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, they built a whole bar that is a DraftKings bar. It's at Sheffield and Addison. And it is, it's like huge. TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
Cool.
I feel like it'd just be overwhelming, the stimulus, the stimuli of like 50 TVs blaring.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of info.
You're not going to catch Henry Sugar in there.
No, he's in and out.
He's in and out. Yeah. All right. I feel like you guys are holding back.
On what?
I feel like you're holding back. That there's an undercurrent. You liked it, but you didn't love it.
No, I liked it.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the rating section. But right now, it's time for some trivia, because it's time for... Hey,
did you do that? Seamless.
Yes. We'll turn the word later. Okay, here we go. It's trivia. This is a portion of our show where we pit our guests and CJ head-to-head to see who knows the most about what we watched. Ryan, CJ, are you two ready?
Ready.
Yes, sir.
All right. Admittedly, there's not a whole lot of trivia on this, because it's a short and
Roald
it's like, pretty new. Yeah, Roald Dahl is the story. Okay, so let's see how we do here. These are kind of tough, so good luck. I'll try to give hints if I can.
Great.
First person to shout out the answer gets the point for each of these, for at least the first two.
Wow.
First question. This short reunites Ralph Fiennes and Ben Kingsley 30 years after they appeared in what other movie together?
Gandhi.
No. That's not what I'm looking for. Were they in Gandhi together?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I thought Ben Kingsley
was. One of them, Ben Kingsley was, yeah.
No clue, Ken.
Wait.
No?
Wait.
Give us the first letter the movie starts with.
It starts with S, and it has to do with World War II.
Saving Private Ryan?
No.
Soldiers.
No.
Oh.
Something.
The second
Schindler's
word.
List.
That's correct. Yes.
Wow.
Good job.
Well, thank you. Gandhi was so fast. I'm like, I know what he won his Academy Award for. This won Wes an Academy Award.
It did?
I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson an Academy Award.
Wendy.
Oh, well, let's go to that question then. True or false?
I'm sorry.
This won
the
Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay.
True.
False.
CJ's correct. I tricked you.
What? Oh,
it
best
won for
original
best live
screenplay.
Action short film. Yeah. Gotcha.
You fool.
The Oscar stands listening to your pod are like, are you kidding me right now? That was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Tricked me. Got me.
All right. feel pretty good about that. Next question. This is Wes Anderson and Ralph Fiennes' first collaboration together since what 2014 movie?
Grand Budapest Hotel?
That's correct.
Oh, have you seen that one? Is that one of the ones?
The Grand Budapest Hotel? Yeah. I have.
Nice.
I like it. Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's one of those that this is a... Now, don't watch it on double speed because you're going to need to pay attention. A lot of exposition. Yeah.
And it's fun. He switches aspect ratios to tell you when is where it is in the timeline. I like that. In time and it changes.
Oh, well,
that's cool.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, you did. You're a huge fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one. Wait, I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you ever count cards? Trick question. It's illegal.
Ah!
Gotcha.
I'm not smart enough to be able to.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems really hard.
I get fed all sorts of gambling TikTok videos now because I watch the the slot ones. So I got one that was like trying to teach you how to count cards.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, let's practice. And they start throwing down the cards and it's like minus one, plus one. Zero. Oh, no. And I'm like, I lost.
It's one of those things. If it was, I mean, it's worth it, but because it's worth it, it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get beat up by the mob.
Sorry, I completely derailed. Right. I derailed. I'm sorry.
Well, getting back to CJ's other point about aspect ratios, how many times did the aspect ratio change during this short film?
Four?
Six times.
I don't think... Did it change?
I was counting when it shifts, but I guess that's not really the ratio.
Yeah.
But he like moves it left and right.
To be fair, I don't actually know the answer to this one. I just thought it'd be fun to throw it out. I thought it was zero, but now you guys are making me second guess what I thought.
If you count that as changing the ratio, it's still the square, but it shifts left and right.
It just moves so left and right. I wouldn't count the screen.
I was guessing.
Anyway, no one gets points. Probably because it's not a real question. Anyway. All right.
Great.
So, CJ, you're in the lead, though, right?
Yes, 2-1.
Okay. This might be the final question. What is the Rotten Tomatoes tomato meter score in percentage closest without going over? CJ, since you're in the lead, you go first to give Ryan the advantage.
Critic score
in Rotten Tomatoes.
93.
Okay.
I would say 88.
Ooh, CJ's our winner.
Oh, hey. 95%.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I'm not much of a Wendy after all.
You'll get there. I believe in you.
You didn't know who you were up against.
You got
a big West head over here. Yeah. Just for fun, what do you think the letterbox score is out of 5 to 1 decimal point?
Ooh, I haven't checked this in yet.
They are so tough on letterbox.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would say probably 3.1.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I'm hoping it still gets like 3.8, close to 4.
3.8 is exactly correct. Whoa, CJ, you're just driving it home.
Dang. Incredible.
Wow.
I got to check mine in.
You really do. I need to as well. I don't think I've logged mine either. But Ryan, really
what is your letterbox handle? We're a little early, but... You don't have to share it if you don't want.
No, I don't know what it is. It's probably
right, look
just
it up.
Like
we'll circle back to that. Okay. In the credits portion. Okay. But it's time for our ratings.
You've heard us debating. We know you've been waiting. So now it's time to hear our ratings.
Ryan, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate the wonderful story of Henry Sugar for you?
Well, you know, I think this story is a great example. In college, I was a creative writing major, and they told us about the stories within stories. You know what I mean? How you can use that to your advantage. And I think this film is a great example of that. Not to mention highly stylized and just downright lovely and quick. If you just want just a quick watch after, you know, your morning run or something like that. So I would say out of 10. I would give it an 8.5.
Nice.
Okay. It's not bad.
It's a peak Wes.
It's fun.
It's very fun. And the cast is great and the sets are great. And it's just a fun little treat.
It's a fun romp.
You know, we're recording this on a Sunday. Peek Behind the Curtain. We're recording it on a Sunday, but I think it's honestly the perfect Sunday afternoon movie.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's nice and pleasant.
Yeah.
It's light.
Yeah.
Happy.
Light, happy, fun. Not like your guys' usual fare.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Bunch of garbage.
I'm teasing, of course.
Ken.
Yeah, I'll go next.
Oh, all boy. Right. Oh, boy.
Always a good sign.
As soon as I saw Wes Anderson's name come up on the screen, I docked it 3 points.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. notoriously, I'm not the biggest fan of Wes Anderson stuff. I'd like just try something new, dude. I don't know. You don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over again.
I would say his latest one was new.
Hold me back. Yeah, I'm going to lunge at the computer screen.
How dare you, Ken.
But no, this is definitely great. Short enough, too, where I get like fatigued a little bit by his movies because everything's so quick and fast talking and everything moves very, very fast. But it's still very good. And this one, it was short enough where I'm able to follow it the entire time. And the moving set pieces are really fun and great acting, obviously. And great story. Really cool, unique story. With you know, kind of sci-fi fantasy elements almost a little bit. So I liked it. I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it an 8.
That's higher than I thought. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great.
Kept you on your toes.
That's awesome.
CJ, what would you give it?
For me, I'm going to go ahead and reach through the computer screen and hold Ken's hand to be in the hand-holding club because I'm also giving it an 8.
Hey.
Wow.
I still have The Rat Catcher left. I haven't watched that one, the other like short. Mm-hmm. That's a real short. It's like 17 minutes or something. So that is the only thing I have not seen of Wes Anderson's. Some of the movies I have seen multiple times. Huge Wes Anderson fan. Loved his latest one. Rushmore is just like a classic, one of his earlier ones. I think I've seen that like 5 times. Got to see that in theaters once, which was super fun.
Wow.
Big fan of that guy. This was great. Pleasant, fun story. Some light humor sprinkled throughout it. It was all around a good time. Good way to start my day.
You watched it this morning?
Yesterday morning, but yes.
Yesterday morning, first thing on a Saturday.
Yep. That was fun. Good way to start your day.
I love that. You know, the first time I saw it, they kept going, this is a true story. And a part of me was like, is it?
Maybe.
Really? Could I do this? I meditate. Yeah,
what's his real name then if it's not Henry Fugger?
All right, Jeff Bezos.
Quick Google, what is Henry Fugger's real name?
Checking my calendar, see what the next 3 years look like. Just going to block all of that off.
They go. Henry Fugger is a fictional character created by Roald Dahl, the icon Roald Dahl. And I go, fictional means fake. They lie.
Well, yeah, Henry Sugar, the name is fake, but it's real. He was real.
Right.
Fair. Got me. I think there are many, many a family around the world that will really enjoy watching this delightful film together. Mm-hmm. It's good old-fashioned family fun.
That's true.
Everyone can get into.
It is family friendly, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he doesn't usually like curse much in most of his stuff.
In Fantastic Mr. Fox, he always goes cuss.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
That's right. That's the word, so cuss. Good.
I do that sometimes too. I go
cussing.
Oh, cuss.
I go cuss. And actually, you know what I realized too? This is pretty sick. Because Ken, you were asking for Wes to do something different. Well, he did with this film.
Damn.
Don't you realize this is Wes Anderson's Inception, a story within a story within a story.
Whoa.
Wow. So that 8 better become a 9.
We'll see.
I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah. Second viewing.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming back on.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my gosh. You guys, I can't
believe
it's already. It's always a treat to be here. I can't believe it's already over. It is always a blast, and I'm glad that I could finally slow down your watching regimens.
Appreciate
us too
for a nice real-time watch.
Do you have anything you want to plug at the end here? Did you happen to look up your letterbox?
Oh, no, I actually didn't. I didn't look it up. But
I think I follow you, actually.
Really?
Look it up. Maybe.
Well, as you guys are looking it up, I'm on an improv team called Whimsy Lohan. We're at Whimsy, W-H-I-M-S-Y dot Lohan dot I-O on Instagram. That may be right. Oh, there I am. It's, and my letterbox is at R Holtz, H-U-L-T-S, 1-1. You can see my review for the Beyonce movie. God, that was amazing. Godzilla Minus One. Oh, delectable.
I'm dying to see that.
Have you guys?
Yeah, so good. Yeah, I've seen
so
it.
So good.
Ken has. I gotta
Not
wait
me
for it to be
sobbing
streaming.
In the theater over a Godzilla movie.
Yeah,
gosh,
same.
So good.
Very, very good.
But yeah, but follow me on Letterboxd. Yeah, admittedly, now this is bad, but I'm not on there a lot. I've been trying to do more, but I'm not really good at it. So,
right.
You know.
Okay.
But I have watched a few recent movies that I should log. The Irish Wish with Lindsay Lohan. Say that 5 times fast. Irish Wish.
Lindsay Lohan.
She's back.
This is a new movie with
it
her?
It is.
Wow.
It is a romp.
Wow.
It's very fun.
I've never heard of this.
It's very, I'm going to say it, dumb. And it's an all around good time.
We can get on board with that.
The next time yeah. any of the listeners, have a craving for a great St. Patrick's Day movie.
All right.
Okay.
The Irish Wish. Right. On Netflix. I can't even say it. It's so hard
yeah,
to say.
That's a rough title
Irish,
choice.
Irish Wish.
With Lindsay Lohan.
You're saying it correctly, but it sounds like you're slurring it.
Yes, yes.
Irish Wish. All right, next March. Yeah. We got to pick.
Next March. Oh, my Irish. Gosh.
Well,
but that's all my plugs. Yeah. I do shows weekly at I.O., check me out.
Check him out, folks.
Come on. I'm on Instagram at rholtz11. You can follow me. You'll just see me posting about my shows. So, you know.
As you should.
Come on.
Perfect.
One of the best.
Oh,
absolutely.
Stop. If you could see me now, I'm as bright as a tomato.
It's true. All right, Siege, what do we got?
You can follow us on all the things at Overtalking Pod. Call or text us at USACAT1591. Email us at overtalkingpod@gmail.com. Go to our website, overtalkingpod.party. You can type in the word Ryan and find all of his previous episodes. They're a hoot.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Also, oh no, they're here. The Overtalking Overlords have arrived. they're back in my studio.
Good.
Oh,
there
gosh.
Are yes, the other worldly landlords, for those who are not up on the canon.
The disgust.
Or haven't heard another episode of the show before.
Don't touch the kitchen. It's new.
Keep your grubby
please,
hands.
Please stay away. They're here to remind me to remind you, if you like the show, please go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and rate and review where applicable. Reviews are what help people find this podcast. Also, we spend no money in advertising, so if you like the show, please tell a friend and spread the word. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan, were you the one who brought us that mermaid movie? Well,
yes,
you were right.
That was my first
with
Aquamarine.
With
Jojo and Sarah Paxton and Emma Roberts.
There's a musical artist today called Jojo Siwa or something. Are you yes. familiar? Is that the same person?
No.
Okay.
No,
I wasn't sure. Honestly,
no.
At all.
Okay. No, she is. No.
I don't expect you to know this because of our age, but Jojo Siwa is like one of the most popular people in all of America. Like a huge YouTube star that has like
really?
Hundreds of millions of followers. Yeah.
And she is also like on a bender of like trying to make quote unquote gay pop, which is
That's the
already.
TikTok I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that it was Tegan and Sarah replying to that. She says that and it just cuts to Tegan and Sarah just being like, just like pointed at each other. Like, that's what we do, man.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Lady Gaga's over here like, I don't know.
Excuse me.
Hanging like the wizard, like SpongeBob as the wizard in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie being like, can someone get me down from here? And just hanging there.
Yeah. I saw that she showed up to some event all in like black and she's like, I'm bad now. I'm done being like a kid star. Oh, I'm goth or whatever. Like, all right, you.
So
like
she was
attention.
A kid star too. Then
I think she was a YouTube star. I truly don't
Where,
know.
Where's the other JoJo now? Did she have to take a step back because this other JoJo came in?
Too many JoJos.
God, yeah. She should have stayed. No, I mean, I think she's still making music She does tour occasionally. I don't think it's as regular, and I don't think she's acting as frequently as she did. But
shame.
Oh, you guys better not drag that movie anymore. That is a good movie.
Any more than we already did on that episode.
Yeah. That is, I know. I'm almost like, keep JoJo Siwa's name out of your mouth when you're mentioning JoJo.
Don't compare the two.
They're different.
Also,
now you do. Yeah.
I don't want to reveal it on this very episode, but let's just say we got a little something special planned for the month of May.
That's right.
So stick around. We may be announcing something like that. We have our lineup set for the entire month of May.
Oh, wow.
Except for the first week.
Except the last week or something. Yeah. Oh. There's too many Wednesdays in May. So
there's a lot of Wednesdays.
Wednesdays in May.
Four of them. It's going to be the last four, I believe.
The last. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
I love when a teaser comes with qualifiers.
That's right. Yeah. We'll make... Stay tuned
to
the feed.
Don't get your hopes up too high, because the next episode is the first episode of May after this one.
The one
that's
after
not
that.
It. We'll announce it on that one.
Well, that's on that one.
The May Day episode, actually.
Yeah.
Your assistant over here just started furiously typing.
Goddamn producers don't know what they're doing.
Well, thank you again, Ryan. And as we always say at the end of every single episode,
blindfold me.
Perfect. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of the Overtalking Podcast was produced by Ken and CJ, edited by CJ. This week's special guest was Ryan Holtman. Music by Justin Peters. Logo by Nate Richards. Check out Nate's work on Instagram at Nate Richards Designs.